The Matlock Heights neighborhood of Bloomington is the first neighborhood of mid-century modern homes to be designated historic in Indiana. The Bloomington Historic Preservation Commission made the determination last week. Richard Darling has lived in the neighborhood since 1977, and he served on the neighborhood committee that helped establish the guidelines that go with the designation.
We think we have a unique, very nice neighborhood that we'd like to see preserved the way it is.
Matlock Heights is located north of the bypass, or State Road 46, between North Walnut and Dunn Streets. The land was originally a farm owned by George Matlock. It was bought by developer Waldron Fritz in 1951, and a neighborhood of about 80 mid-century modern homes took shape over the next decade. As the city's website describes it, mid-century modern design is influenced by America's romance with the West. Mid-century modern homes have open floor plans and plenty of windows. Landscapes are more natural and streets are curved, not straight. Mid-century modern was a move away from the grids and compactness of cities to a more spacious design that breathed. In 2010, residents of Matlock Heights first petitioned for the neighborhood to be designated a conservation district, a designation that protects historic structures but with less restriction. They want a protection of the neighborhood's character, but without the level of restriction a historic designation would bring. That conservation designation was finally secured in 2014. As a conservation district, the neighborhood is automatically elevated to a historic designation unless residents vote against it. When given the opportunity this year to vote on the historic designation, the majority of residents voted for it. The neighborhood's new designation as historic doesn't just preserve the character of the neighborhood, though. Proponents say the designation will increase property values and encourage consistent home ownership. But the move to a conservation district and the achievement of a historic designation are both tactical. They're a defense against the encroachment of big apartment complexes or other developments whose target audience is located just south of the neighborhood at Indiana University. Here's Richard Darling again.
Some protection. We're close to IU. We've had some attempts to build, you know, large rental units in or close to the neighborhood, which we didn't really want. We're designated single family, and we felt this was a better way to keep it that way. The lots in the neighborhood are larger than usual. It was laid out in the 50s, and we've got curving streets and larger than normal lots. I think there's only one actual vacant lot in the neighborhood, but what people were trying to do was buy up, especially along the bypass, buy up houses, which they would then tear down and rebuild.
But there could still be new housing developed within the neighborhood. Bethany Emenheiser, Historic Preservation Program Manager at the City of Bloomington, told the Historic Preservation Commission last week those large lots could potentially be the sites of accessory dwelling units, a type of alternative housing sometimes called granny flats or tiny homes. The City Council is currently examining this type of alternative housing. With the neighborhood's historic designation, any new construction or changes to existing homes will have to be approved by the Historic Preservation Commission. The designation also means properties cannot be demolished without approval from the Preservation Commission, and that even when an owner sells a property, it retains its historic status. I spoke with realtor and Matlock Heights resident Robin Halpin Young, who was also the president of the Matlock Heights Neighborhood Association for 9 years. She expressed confidence in the Historic Preservation Commission, as well as the designation and the guidelines that come with it.
I don't feel like it's going to be a level of a layer of obstruction or whatever. They're super helpful. So it mainly involves, you know, just sort of keeping things with the same scale, keeping things on the same kind of development lines, you know, and it covers everything. We do have the guidelines that were put together for when we were just a conservation, and that was used as the basis for it. And that was about a 12-month process to get that together. So it's been very thoughtful, too. It's not been something that people have just done slapdash.
Young adds that the new guidelines are in some ways less restrictive than for older neighborhoods like Elm Heights, where structures can be as much as 100 years old.
We have made special exceptions for things like solar power, for aging in place, so if there's a ramp or something like that, so that would certainly be something that they homeowners could still do.
Ultimately, the Bloomington City Council will have to give its final approval for the historic designation. That issue has not yet made its way to the council's agenda. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.